Next case, please.
Case number 12941, Keystone Novelties Distributors seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale, sections 11532 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Cedar Neck Road and north of Bethany Loop within the Salt Pond Plaza Complex. The 911 address is 703 Bethany Loop in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 88.12. The applicant is seeking a three-year approval during the time period of June 21st to July 4th. We have two letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Rick Siri. I live at 127 Treetops Drive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Okay. So I heard there were two letters of opposition. I didn't know that. But we had negotiated the lease with the store, Hawkers, and placed the tent where they would allow us. It's reasonably good visibility to the road. I'm not familiar with the exact road of it, but it's at the back of the lot, and it should not impact the, look at that now, should not impact traffic in that shopping center much. The tent will be, for the most part, contained, in the parking area along the edge. There's some, I think it's permeable, it looks like concrete in the image, but it's actually able to be, it lets water drain through it, sand underneath it. It's kind of a permeable, made to drive on type of surface where they use it occasionally to allow drainage, I imagine, and to have a semi-permeable surface. We would plan to set up on that, that's really it. We would, operate as we have in the past, and use traffic cones and, if necessary, some barricades to, maintain a safe walking area for any customers that come out there. don't know if there's anything else that I can really add to it that. I believe I've concluded some pictures that show the tent setups that we've been using lately. It's the interior setup, and that's one that we had in Dover last year. This is a smaller tent setup that we've been experimenting, but we probably won't use it there. We would use one of the same size as the white one above. So that's a fairly good representation of what we would have set up there.
Okay, do we have any questions?
I have some questions. That tent, you don't think that will be, you don't think that will disturb traffic coming down Cedar Neck going on to Route 1? How tall is that tent?
The tent's about 14 feet. At the peak.
14 feet tall?
At the peak, yeah.
Other concern is there's a bar right there, right next to that tent, where people come out of. Which is right there. Mm-hmm. There's actually two bars right there, coming out of that. And do you have concerns with that, and security for your tent?
No, I don't have any more concern there than I do anyplace else. I mean, security is a concern, and we take it seriously. But, I operate in a large variety of neighborhoods. Some of them are more secure than others. We manage to operate safely in all of them. We have had vandalism occasionally, but people are on site. I don't know. I mean, would you have more concern for the patrons at the store because the bar is there? I mean, I feel like the bar.
I'm just, you know.
I mean,
people coming out of a bar do some wild stuff.
Well, I agree.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen that traffic. I'm very familiar with that area. I live right down the street. That gets crowded, and I'm concerned with how that'll affect you and where that tent is. My next thought did they give you any other, did they give you any other options on where you could place that tent?
We had some discussions about placing it closer to the bar, along the front row, because, you know, ideally from my perspective, I would like to capture, you know, exposure to people going to Hawkers more so than the bar, for sure. But because I don't feel like I get a lot of customers from establishments like that. They usually spend their money on other things. We had some discussions along the front, but I don't know exactly why they were not that enthusiastic about out front. I think there was a concern of traffic. It's busy. There's also the main road. They suggested that we get plenty of exposure from that side versus people going down towards Bethany. So I accepted their explanation.
When you say main road, do you mean Fred Hudson, which is the road that's faces all of this?
No,
straight on.
Are you talking about
Cedar Neck?
Yes, Cedar Neck. Yeah. And I don't know why I would call it the main road, but I mean, it's from my understanding of the area, the travels down towards Bethany Beach, the road going horizontal, and Cedar Neck has more traffic flowing through. But I don't understand your concern about where the tent sits and how it affects the traffic on Cedar Neck. Like, is it we kept it away from the corners specifically to avoid, you know, having that kind of visual block.
My concern is not necessarily for Cedar Neck. My concern is for Salt Pond turning off and on. I believe that is down. There's an intersection too. If you're looking at the tent down.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, it comes
it's
through.
It's a concern.
Right, and that's why we're sitting kind of in the center of the span across there to stay away from the corners and the site triangles, that kind of stuff.
Fred Hudson is the road that's like up there.
Yeah.
Was there any talk about putting that tent up on Fred Hudson Road? I get it. There's trees there, and it probably is a visibility thing. But was that ever discussed?
It was discussed. I'm compromised. I would rather have the exposure to people going into the front of the store.
Gotcha.
You know, but they didn't say no like a hard no. And they suggested back there, we had a round of discussion. The comments that they were made is there's plenty of traffic out on Cedar Neck. And also they mentioned that a lot of traffic goes in that loop road. And so he's like, you'll get plenty of there and you'll be further out of the way. Not, I guess, concerned a little bit for parking for people going into the stores, what I got. And I accepted their explanation, you know, and took them at their word. We'll give it a shot. He also said we could put some flyers in the store so that I can get some exposure to people going in there. They'll find the tent that way. But we're clearly, you know, sitting at the back of the lot, and that was to accommodate the owner's suggestions.
Do you have like an agreement who's the agreement with? Is it with Hawkers and
yes.
Himself?
Yeah.
They give you like a 3-year deal?
Yes, it's supposed to be at least a 2-year deal. Let's take a look. I do have the agreement in the pack. Let's see if it's it says as a 1-year. But we had discussions with them because I told them that I would be asking for a 3-year variance, and they are agreeable to us coming back. Like, they apparently the person who negotiated this made it a single-year agreement. So,
okay. Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you. Your hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., is that right?
That's typically what we do, what we have on July 3rd and 4th. You know, when we're in a shopping center, typically our requirements to jurisdictions in general and our requirements are to match the hours of operation at the shopping center or 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. July 3rd and 4th. Often the tents will be open a little later unless they are required to shut down.
It says on your application 9 a.m. to 10:30 on those 2 days.
Okay, that would be about right.
Any noise coming from this tent?
No, there's not to be any speakers or you know, any anything to be broadcast to attract attention that way.
Any lights from the tent?
Inside the tent, there's lights to illuminate the inside, but nothing to shine up or out.
Any smells or vibrations from the tent?
No, not unless something goes wrong.
Let's see. Is this going to be tied down at all? How are you going to secure it?
Yeah, so I had some discussions about that. I'm waiting to get hear back from the tent company. At this point, if you look at the picture that I submitted, that would be an example that we used. It would be weighted because when we were placing it, until we did a site visit, we thought that that area was concrete, so we wouldn't have been able to stake. It looks like we can stake, but I'll probably still have them weight some of it because it looks like there's the permeable parking width that they have there is filled with sand, and staking is good, but you know, sometimes in soft soil like that, it's not, you know, not the best. So I'll probably, if it can be staked, I'll probably do a combination of staking the corners and then waiting in between. And if it can't be staked, if the tent company doesn't recommend staking it, then we'll just wait it pretty much the way that is, concrete blocks.
How do you secure your merchandise when it's not in operation?
So we can have a storage unit or someone can stay on site. Those are the two options. It often is up to the clerks that are running it how they choose to operate. Unless there's an opposition to them being there, then in which case we'll make them pack it up. The reason I say that is because it is a good bit of work to pack up an entire tent each night. So a lot of them, you know, we'll pack it up the first opening week when their hours are a little less, and the second week they'll be on site. Somebody will be there to look over the product and offer security. I don't have the storage unit shown because it wasn't clear which direction they were going to go, but one of those two methods is how we secure all of our sites.
How many vehicles, you know, are attending to a tent in a given hour, you know?
Well, we
anticipated
this during the first week, we don't anticipate more than, you know, three. You know, I mean, I usually say 3 to 5 vehicles over an hour. The July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, you know, we might see 10, you know, or more, but not we don't usually count more than that. I haven't had anybody challenge that to be the case, like on a return, you know, when I've come back. Those are the numbers I generally use.
And I see here that the sale dates would be June 21 through 7/4. You would set the tent up a few days prior, and it would be removed by July the 10th. Is that correct?
That's correct. It will be removed before that. Again, just as in the other tents that we had in this area, they're being, these two are being provided by, I believe, the rental company over in Seaford, where we had a tent. And so I'm sure they'll probably pick them up, you know, before the 10th.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Sir. Thanks for letting me present that, and I'll just sit down, I guess, unless anybody else has any questions.
Nope. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12941. Is there a motion for case number 12941?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested special use exception for case number 12941 for Keystone Novelties. I don't believe that the tent will substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties, and I would make my motion to include a three-year period of time.
Mr. or Dr. Carson, would that be for the time frame from June the 21st to July the 4th?
Yes, it would.
With the time 3 days to install before and the tent to be removed by the 10th?
Yes, it would.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Dr. Carson, second by Mr. Williamson. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
I too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12941 has been approved.